and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because the topic we're covering, business costs, revenues and profit, is one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in the entire GCSE Economics course. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel or OCR, I can almost guarantee this will come up. So let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. Every single business, from a tiny market stall to a global giant like Apple, has to deal with three fundamental financial concepts: costs, revenues, and profit. Understanding how these three things interact is the foundation of business economics. Right, let's begin with costs. A cost is simply any payment a business has to make in order to produce its goods or services. Costs come in two main types, and you absolutely must know the difference. The first type is fixed costs. Fixed costs are costs that do not change with the level of output. It doesn't matter whether the business produces 10 units or 10,000 units, the fixed cost stays the same. Classic examples include rent on a factory or shop, the salaries of permanent staff, insurance premiums, and loan repayments. If a business closes for a week and produces nothing at all, it still has to pay its rent. That's why we call it fixed. The second type is variable costs. Variable costs change directly with the level of output. The more a business produces, the higher its variable costs. Examples include raw materials, packaging, energy used in production, and piece rate wages. So if a bakery makes twice as many loaves, it needs twice as much flour. The flour cost is variable. Now, here's a formula examiners absolutely love to test. Total costs equals fixed costs plus variable costs. Write that down. TC equals FC plus VC. Let me give you a worked example. A business has fixed costs of £2,000 per month and variable costs of £5 per unit. If the business produces 400 units, what are the total costs? Variable costs equal 5 multiplied by 400, which gives £2,000. Total costs equal 2,000 plus 2,000, which equals £4,000. Simple, but only if you know your definitions. Now let's move on to revenue. Revenue is the income a business receives from selling its goods or services. The key formula is total revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. If a business sells 300 units at £20 each, total revenue is £6,000. One critical point, revenue is not the same as profit. Revenue is the money coming in from sales. Profit is what's left after paying all costs. Candidates use these words interchangeably and lose marks every time. Which brings us to profit. Profit equals total revenue minus total costs. If revenue is greater than costs, the business makes a profit. If costs exceed revenue, it makes a loss. Example, total revenue of £8,000, total costs of £6,000. Profit equals £2,000. But if costs rise to £9,000, profit equals negative £1,000, a loss of £1,000. Why does profit matter? First, it rewards the entrepreneur for taking risk. Second, it funds investment in new equipment or expansion. Third, it signals efficient use of resources. And fourth, for public limited companies, it enables dividends to shareholders. Now let's talk about break-even. The break-even point is the level of output at which total revenue exactly equals total costs. Profit zero. The formula is break-even output equals fixed costs divided by contribution per unit. And contribution per unit equals selling price minus variable cost per unit. Example, fixed costs of £3,000, selling price £15, variable cost £5 per unit. Contribution per unit equals £10. Break-even equals 3,000 divided by 10, which is 300 units. Every unit sold beyond 300 generates profit. Examiners love multi-step calculation questions on this. Always show every step of your working. Even if you make an arithmetic slip, you earn method marks for the correct process. Right. Now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Let me share the most common mistakes I see candidates make and exactly how to avoid them. Mistake number one, confusing revenue with profit.
I've already mentioned this, but it bears repeating. If a question asks you to calculate profit and you write down the revenue figure, you will lose marks. Always subtract total costs from total revenue. Mistake number two, forgetting to include fixed costs when calculating total costs. I see this constantly. Candidates calculate variable costs correctly, then forget to add fixed costs. Remember, total costs equals fixed costs plus variable costs. Both, always. Mistake number three, not showing working in calculation questions. If a question is worth 4 marks and you just write the final answer, you might only get 1 mark, or none if the answer is wrong. Show every single step. Examiners are instructed to award marks for correct method, even if the final number is wrong. Mistake number four, vague answers in explain questions. If a question says, explain one reason why a business might make a loss, don't just write, because costs are too high. That's too vague. Instead, write, a business might make a loss if its fixed costs, such as rent, increase significantly while its revenue remains the same, meaning total costs exceed total revenue. That's the kind of developed answer that earns 2 marks rather than 1. Now, let's talk about command words, because these tell you exactly what the examiner wants. If the question says state or identify, you just need a brief answer, 1 or 2 words or a short phrase. No explanation needed. If it says define, write a clear, accurate definition. For example, define the term fixed costs. Your answer should be, fixed costs are costs that do not change with the level of output. If it says calculate, show your formula, substitute the numbers, and give the answer with the correct units, usually pounds. If it says explain, you need to make a point and develop it. Use connective phrases like, this means that, as a result, or therefore. If it says discuss or evaluate, you need to consider both sides of an argument and reach a judgment. This is where higher mark questions live, typically 6 marks or more. One more tip. When you see a question worth 6 marks that asks you to discuss or evaluate, the mark scheme will almost always have 2 levels. Level 1 is for simple, undeveloped points. That earns you 1 to 3 marks. Level 2 is for developed, explained points that consider more than one factor. That earns 4 to 6 marks. To hit level 2, you must explain your reasoning, not just state it. Right, time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the formula for total revenue? Total revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. Question 2. What is the difference between fixed and variable costs? Fixed costs do not change with output. Variable costs change directly with output. Question 3. A business has fixed costs of £1,000 and variable costs of £3 per unit. It produces 200 units. What are the total costs? Variable costs equal 3 multiplied by 200, which is £600. Total costs equal 1,000 plus 600, which is £1,600. Question 4. What is the break-even point? The break-even point is the level of output at which total revenue equals total costs, so profit is 0. Question 5. A business has total revenue of £5,000 and total costs of £6,000. Is it making a profit or a loss, and by how much? It's making a loss of £1,000, because 5,000 minus 6,000 equals negative 1,000. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any of them, go back and review those specific formulas before your exam. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Fixed costs stay the same, regardless of output. Think rent, salaries, insurance. Variable costs change with output. Think raw materials and packaging. Total costs equal fixed costs plus variable costs. Total revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. Profit equals total revenue minus total costs. And the break-even point is where total revenue equals total costs. Master these formulas, practice your calculations, and always show you're working. This topic is genuinely one of the most mark-friendly in the entire course. The formulas are straightforward, and if you learn them properly, you can pick up marks quickly and confidently. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and remember,
Every hour you put in now is an extra mole come out paper. You've got this. See you next time.